Now, back to more of Conversation with Cardinal Dolan.
Jesus is Christ is dead.
This is Conversation with Cardinal Dolan. I'm Father Jonathan Moores, Program Director of the Catholic Channel, filling in today for Father Dave Dwyer. We're joined in studio today with by Father Jim Martin, who's the author of a brand new book, Jesus, a Pilgrimage. Father Jim, welcome to Conversation with Cardinal Dolan.
What a catchy title, Father Martin.
Shortened to the point.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're an accomplished author anyway. We've rejoiced in your past ones and have even been blessed to have you on the program to talk about it. This seems thicker and a bit more challenging, huh, to take on a topic like this is a little more, what shall I say, profound than, say, humor or, right?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's really, I would say, kind of a lifetime's work. I'm trying to invite people into the Gospels in a new way, show them what we would call the Jesus of history, fascinating facts about first century Palestine, and also the Christ of faith, the one that we believe did the miracles and rose from the dead. So trying to bring those two aspects
and
together.
And if I understand correctly, Father Martin, one of your themes is the two of them are not that far apart.
That's right. And books usually separate them. You'll have something about the historical Jesus, but we'll say, well, we can't look at the miracles. That's, you know, for faith. Or you'll have spiritual books, which will say, well, we don't really want to talk about merely historical matters. But really, to understand what Jesus of Nazareth said and did, including raising people from the dead and stilling the storms, we need to know the context of his times.
When we were anticipating your visit, Father Jonathan and I spoke about that point. And I said, Father Martin is saying the same thing that Pope Benedict did. Pope Benedict, impeccable scholar, wondered if perhaps the cleavage between the Jesus of history and the Christ of faith had gotten a little too much of a chasm. You apparently agree.
Yeah, and I used his books, his trilogy, his Jesus of Nazareth trilogy, which are excellent, to sort of illustrate, you know, how you can bring those two things together. It's unfortunate, and I think that a lot of, I would say, secular commentators really don't want to talk about, particularly the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, a lot of spirituality writers don't want to talk about what life was like in first century Judea and Galilee. But you need to understand this stuff to know what he's talking about. For example, when he says, you know, a man gave his servant certain number of talents. You know, if you don't know what a talent is from that context, you don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I'm going to risk getting a little difficult here. Because when you're an amazingly popular author and you've got a great fan in myself.
Thank you.
One usually doesn't think of you as a scholar.
Well, that's
of writing
correct.
A scholarly book.
Yeah.
But this does have characteristics of a more scholarly treatment than we're used to from you. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. And what I'm trying to do is popularizing some of the best Catholic scholarship. I used a lot of the top Catholic scholars, Father Dan Harrington, Father Donald Sr., John Meyer, people
from
like that.
From New York.
From New York. There
New
you
York.
Go. Priest of the Archdiocese of New York. And try to translate them into a genre that's accessible to people. Because a lot of these, as you know, Bible commentaries can be very heady for people and a little inaccessible. But and I'm trying to kind of invite people into that great scholarship that is our tradition, as you know.
But am I correct, though, in what was seemed to be defining in the inspiration for you to write this book, Jesus, a Pilgrimage, we're with Father James Martin, the author here, was your own pilgrimage to the Holy Land, correct?
It is. That is correct. I had started writing the book without having gone to the Holy Land, and Father Drew Christensen, who you know, my editor at America, said, you have to go. And I really balked at that because I didn't want my kind of pristine mental images in prayer, as you know, we all have these images of what it looked like, to be kind of ruined or replaced by, you know, touristy sites. But in fact, I mean, as you know, I didn't. When you go there, particularly at the Sea of Galilee, you see it exactly
that
as he saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible.
Sure.
Yeah. And so it helped me understand these stories. I say in the book, you know, when the Gospel of Mark says they went to the other side, it's hard to know what to the other side is if you don't know any side, you know. So it was just so profound. And I talk about the spiritual experiences I had in places like the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Pool of Bethesda and especially Capernaum. I'm sure you know.
Rather archaeologically verified that this would have been the synagogue that Jesus was, yeah.
Right, and then, you know, for example, the Pool of Bethesda, where Jesus heals the paralyzed man, for years was thought to be kind of allegorical, and it didn't really exist. And at the end of the late 19th century, they find it. And for me, it's a confirmation that a lot of these supposedly legendary places, you know, have a basis in fact.
You know, and now this isn't actually a life of Christ, is it?
Well, I mean, it is.
It has that element to it, or is it?
I would say it is. It's not a complete life of Christ in that it doesn't treat every single incident in his life. But you follow the track of Jesus's life from the Annunciation to the Nativity to the hidden life all the way through his public ministry and his death, his passion, death, and resurrection. But each chapter has a little pilgrimage. You know, what is life like in Nazareth? A little biblical exegesis or scripture study, and then a little spirituality. So you do follow Jesus' life.
Was it, you're a member of the Society of Jesus, a Jesuit, and wasn't it almost a command of St. Ignatius, your follower, you have to go to the Holy Land? Well, didn't he want that of every Jesuit?
He did, and in fact, he wanted to work there. It's not very well known, but he went to visit the Holy Land and wanted to work there. He felt God was calling him there, but the Franciscans said, it's too dangerous for you to stay. There had been murders and stuff like that. And they said, he said, well, I feel that God is
so
calling me
there. So
they
moved to the Bronx. Well, I mean, what's going on?
That's right. The other Holy Land. And so they said to Ignatius, you know, we want you to leave. And Ignatius says, only if you order me under pain of sin to leave will I leave. And they said, fine, get out.
Wow.
You know.
Okay. Leave it to a Franciscan.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
I knew it was. Now, in the little bit that I've read, you, which would not surprise us, Father Jonathan, that Father Martin would have an Ignatian approach to this, the way of St. Ignatius, and that you really, you seem to insert yourself into biblical passages, which St. Ignatius, he called that contemplation, if I'm correct, which, by the way, Pope Francis is a master at, huh?
He is.
I mean, if you analyze his homilies, he sort of parachutes into biblical passages. You do that in the book, don't you?
I do. And, you know, we've talked about this on a previous show. Ignatius asks us to imagine ourselves in these scripture scenes. And one of the things I remind the reader is that you can imagine yourself best if you really understand, you know, what was going on.
Sure.
You know, it's funny. Pope Francis just recently went to a parish outside of Rome. I don't know the parishes there, but he said, I want you all to close your eyes now and imagine yourself at the scene of the baptism. It was very Ignatian, and imagine what Jesus looked like and imagine what John the Baptist looked like. And it was very moving to me because then he said the classic Ignatian thing, now speak to Jesus. You know, he's doing this during a homily. So he doesn't use the words Ignatian or Jesuit. He just does it. And I find that very moving.
First 8-day retreat I made, the Jesuit director, he had me meditate upon the Nativity.
I remember you told me.
Did I tell you that?
Yes, about.
And then he said, tell me what happened. And I was so embarrassed, Father Jonathan, I didn't want to tell him what really happened. And he kept prodding until he finally said, didn't you pick up the baby and hold him? And of course I had in my contemplation. And it was very powerful. That's inserting yourself into the narrative.
It is. And then the next time you read that passage, I'm sure it's
different. Oh, you can't. Yeah. I got to ask you this. Because when I went to the Holy Land for the first time in 79, I was a graduate student at Catholic U. And I asked some of the great scholars there. I think I forget who was there. But Father Roland Murphy was there, I know. And Joseph Jensen was there. Mm-hmm. And to a man, I said, give me the best life of Christ to read. To a man, they said Fulton Sheen's. Did you use it?
I used Fulton Sheen's, and I also used F.J. Sheed's, the other one.
Ah, I didn't know he had one.
Yeah, to know Christ Jesus, very good. Fulton Sheen's is lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think one of the great things is, and I say in this book, I use some older scripture scholars, even William Barclay, the Scottish.
Oh, I love him. Do you use him, Father Jonathan?
I did in the
He's
seminary.
Got the best stories. Huh?
He does.
Isn't he great? And he's Anglican.
He is. Yeah. But even though some of these are, you know, they're not up to date in terms of the contemporary archaeology and stuff like that, they're great.
Oh, are they ever?
Because they invite you into that. I'd recommend the F.J. Sheed, To Know Christ Jesus.
Way to go.
It's
okay.
Beautiful. He has a great line in there about Mary and Jesus kind of helping one another understand, you know, each's vocation, basically.
Wow.
And he says something like, why do we always imagine Mary and Jesus so tight-lipped with one another? You know, so for example, that Mary would have talked to Jesus about the Annunciation. Right, and helped him understand who he was, that kind of stuff.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's timeless. You know, I mean, that kind of stuff, timeless.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And the saints do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not one, but I used to.
We're trying.
We're saints in the making, huh? Well, what else you got on the burner for you? Because I admire you how you do.
Thank you.
You keep the books going.
Thanks.
And answer me this: when did you decide to do this one? How long?
About 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it took about 5 years.
And was it a lot of fresh research? Or?
Oh, it was. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I really, I have renewed appreciation for scholarly work now with all these footnotes, and it's really something.
There's nothing more exhausting.
Uh-huh.
Is there? Yeah.
And I tell all my Jesuit scholar friends I have renewed appreciation for them. I think I'll do a book on prayer next, but a small book.
Okay.
This was a little big for me.
Okay. But this, I mean it. I'm very eager to read it.
Thank you.
I usually, to be honest with you, reread Fulton Sheen's Life of Christ during Lent. But knowing you were coming on and hoping that you'd give me a copy, I thought, I'm going to wait for this one.
Thank
Jesus,
you.
A Pilgrimage by Father James Martin. It's put out by Harper, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Father.
Yep, and you're the first one to interview me. It comes out tomorrow.
Excellent. So yeah. This is spanking new.
Your Eminence, right. Do you mind if I jump in and make
a
public announcement, a breaking news item, and that is Father Jim Martin, who's with us today, together with Father Matt Malone, who's the editor of a magazine.
And who's preaching
America
St. Patrick's Day at the cathedral, yeah.
They, together with others, will be starting a new show on the Catholic Channel.
You're kidding.
In the coming months, a weekly show.
If their ratings are higher.
So much for humility or freedom, right? It'll be a short-lived show if that's
yes,
the case,
yes,
right?
That's right. We will not tell you, Father Martin, the ratings, and
yeah,
we will. I
right.
will tell them to the Cardinal, and if they're too high, then we that's just right. cut you for bad ratings. How's that?
Oh.
But they'll be taking a look at the news of the day, but also a lot of the issues that are covered in American Magazine, cultural issues. Father Martin is the cultural editor, uh-huh. the culture editor at American Magazine, and it will be having a lot of guests on to talk about these issues.
I had lunch with Father General when I was in Rome.
Did you really?
Yes. He did not ask about you. I don't know. What a delightful man.
I'm so happy. Had you met him before?
Never. Or, and the reason we got together, because when he was here, I was in Rome.
Yeah.
And so I wrote him and said, "Boy, I really feel bad." He said, "Well, next time in Rome, let's get together." You don't go for the food, but what delightful
you
company.
Say, Father General, Your Eminence
of the Society
Jesuits,
of Jesus,
the Superior
yeah.
General Father Nicholas, yeah.
Father Nicholas,
and
correct.
Jim Gummer was there, and the former right. pastor Saint Ignatius, yeah. I forget his name,
Jerry Blaszczak,
who's coming back for the anniversary of Regis right. High School. What a great afternoon it was.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you have so many Jesuits in your archdiocese.
And I wanted to thank him personally for the work of the society.
He came over and met with us recently in the United States and talked about his close relationship with the Holy Father, too, which is very gratifying.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, that's great.
Way to go, Father Martin.
Thank you.
A blessed Lent to you.
Thank you, Your Eminence.
Uh-huh. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee.
Because by your death...
By
not
your holy cross, thou hast redeemed
by
the world.
The holy cross,
didn't you ever make the Stations
world.
Of the Cross? Can you believe it?
Don't ask a Jesuit.
We'll do resurrection right after Easter. This is Conversation with Cardinal Dolan. This edition of Conversation with Cardinal Dolan has been sponsored by our friends at the Knights of Columbus, who are making lives better each day through the charitable works of their councils across the United States and around the world. Their website is kfc.org. This is the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.